show signs that I'm worn out. Show the world that I'm around. Another city, another town. And I'm on the road now, going to the place that makes me feel so free. And I'm going home now, going to the place where I need to be. It's been forever, I've forgotten how to slow down just and stop and smell the roses. I suppose it's not that weird, but I don't want to sound so bad, but responsibility's got me so strong out. More and more I'm falling down. The constant sound of what's around makes me so full of doubt. And I'm on the road now, going to the place that makes me feel so free. Oh, and I'm going home now, going to the place where I need to be. I want to feel like I'm alive, so I will leave as soon and try again. Oh, 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 and I will try to buy up all my time, just so that I can begin. Oh, 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 oh. And I'm on the road now, going to the place that makes me feel so free.
That's right.
Delaney White.
Oh, thank you.
On the Worst Little Podcast.
It's my name, don't worry.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Also with me today, Cadillac Kim,
hi.
Dogwater Dick. We don't got Rory, we don't got Chewy. We were just had a blast at Merry Anarchy, so they're all burnt out. But we have Delaney White.
Hello, hello.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nailed it.
Hey, Kim, do you know why he nails it?
Why?
Because he says the same thing every time.
That's fine. If I had to do it again, I would just read off my
those script. Are all my crutches used. Ever. That's why I laughed a little bit, because it's like, all my crutches today.
We all knew why you were laughing when you laughed. I was like, oh, I know what he's laughing about. It's always high above UNR. It's true, though. It's
it
not
is.
Like
yeah.
you're
you
telling
are.
Lies.
No,
it's true.
I
always
I'm
tell
explaining
the,
where we
the
are.
Bands that... That you're on Achilles Drive above UNR. Like,
oh, we'll tell everybody. Actually, everybody who listens to the show knows where
they
I live.
They already know where you
I
live.
Know, I know. The whole Reno knows where I live. I like to pretend. People are like, people call and they're like, hey, I was just looking up your studio and your address isn't on your website. And I'm always like, that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I don't know you.
And yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, let's you, talk first.
If you book time, right. I will tell you where I live. It's a home studio. You understand. Is your yeah. is your address on the internet?
Right.
Because it probably is. But anyway.
So anyway, yeah,
but the truth is, everybody knows where I live, so yeah. it doesn't really matter. I don't know
people
what,
just
who
pop
I'm fooling.
In. Delaney's never been oh, here before, fuck. So you
I
don't
mean,
know.
I came, just a, came a little in. Early, and he shooed me off.
No, he didn't.
Rory told her to be here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too.
Early?
I
was like, and I was very punctual.
Six is way too early.
I don't. People with full bands, an entire drum kit, and three guitar cabinets don't show up until 6:30.
Yeah,
like so.
They always. I always tell them to come at 6.
Oh.
Six,
yeah,
like for a
bands,
full band, a
yeah.
full
Old
band,
info.
Six isn't terrible, but I've gotten better in 350 episodes. It has gotten to where like now I'm confident that I can get a band set up in 30 minutes.
New call time, 6:30?
Yeah, for full band. Yeah. But sometimes, but keep in mind, if you're talking to drunk fuckers that don't show up on time, maybe you should tell them 6.
That's true. I am a
you know how bands
band,
are.
Though.
Yeah, you should, if you know them personally, you should gauge them on their personality.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Single, responsible, amazing acoustic guitar
faster.
Woman. Is yeah. going to show up 15 minutes early.
That's right.
I showed up an hour and 15 minutes early.
Jesus. Oh, my God. So, yeah.
Speaking of, what did you just call her? Super amazing, responsible.
Amazing, responsible.
Acoustic guitar woman.
Acoustic guitar woman.
That's my Tinder profile name.
This is Delaney White. Say hi.
Hi.
Introduce our audience.
Hello, everybody.
To Delaney White. This is her first time on the podcast and her first time at Dogwater Studio. Thanks
aww.
For having me.
It's a pleasure.
Super happy to have you. I just realized that the last three guests, including Delaney, are virgins, podcast virgins. They've never been here before.
Oh, cool.
I was going to say,
so
maybe I need to leave. Oh.
First timers.
First timers.
You popped my chair.
Yeah,
like
that's
SNL,
right.
We have jackets for 5-timers.
Okay. We should. We need to. I think Greg Gilmore gets the first 5-timer.
Yeah, the jacket. First hoodie goes
Greg.
To Greg Gilmore.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
He's been here so
idea.
Many times. Yeah. Poor Greg.
The 5-timer hoodie. We'll make one special for the 5-timers.
We just keep milking him and milking him.
He's a good one to milk, though.
Fuck yeah.
He's like, well, like, when you're in like several bands,
there's a lot of milk.
Just keep showing up. Yeah.
Silver, gold, platinum.
Fuck.
Boom. Plus. And then you're like, you just want to play by yourself anytime, too.
Yeah.
He's probably done like 3 by himself.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
That's funny.
Sexually.
He's always down.
Sexually.
Anytime we need him to do something.
He's a cool
he's
cat.
Just like, he's like, yeah, I'm not practice. I'll just come in, whatever. I don't care. Just like on the fly. He plays so much, he doesn't even need to practice, probably. Just
no, not at all.
Just great. Every show is practice for him.
Yeah. And this this part of the show is brought to you by
Silver.
The band. The band Silver.
Trade cash for Silver.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing new album.
They do have a good new album.
Fuck.
Yeah. Did you hear it?
No.
Oh.
I haven't heard it.
And Greg
it
told me the last time I saw him, he's like, we got to get together. I want to talk about because he did all this great recording stuff at a studio with this great, amazing guy that he wanted to work with who did some Cake albums. And it's just.
I saw that.
It was so fucking exciting. And I can't wait to talk to him. And then I've worked every day for the past 3 months. Like, I have had no time to breathe, which is why I got sick this last weekend and missed all of Mary Anarchy.
Yeah. That was a bummer.
All of Mary Anarchy.
Yeah. And well, you take care of yourself.
I even got up to go to church on Sunday morning thinking, okay, maybe I feel better enough. I should maybe go try to make the church. I sat in that fucking church for maybe 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, and was just like, I feel like dog shit. I'm leaving.
Aww.
And just walked out.
Did you take
help
Riku?
Me, Jesus.
She was down front doing the Acolyte stuff.
Oh.
She looks like such an angel with the white robe on.
And if they all knew.
God, really.
They only knew.
I'm like, oh, God. And everybody's looking at her just like, and they all say the same thing. They're always like, what an angel. What a blonde-haired angel. And I'm like, she is a monster. Okay, she would chew your face off if she had to. Right, but they don't know that. So sick as a dog. I did Sunday night. I went out and just sat in a chair and watched the Grimtones do their acoustic set at the thing. So I was finally starting to feel better by then. But during the early day on Sunday, I was thinking I'm going to have to cancel the podcast because I still feel like dog shit.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad you feel better.
Yay!
Yeah.
And it caused me to actually stay down. I couldn't do. I was like, and I'll get caught up on yard work, and I'll go for a
bus,
and I'll do something, and maybe I'll get to that project I meant to do, and oh, I should send somebody an email, and oh, I should catch up on my billing. I haven't sent my fucking bookkeeper the billing in four months.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm so bad. I'm so bad right now, you guys. But yeah. But the point of this is that I love Greg Gilmore, and I wish that I could have heard more about his new album, but I haven't had a fucking. I'm sure he's busy too.
Well, we'll have Silver on.
Everyone's
if
busy, dude.
One year. I think they've had their 1 year now, so they can come on and play some songs from the new album.
That'd be cool.
That
oh
would
my
be
God,
cool.
I would love it. Well, and then that's the only way I'm going to get to hear about it is if he does it on the show.
Yeah.
Come on in, Greg.
Yeah.
Sending all call outs.
Yeah. Speaking of Mary Anarchy.
Yeah, this weekend, you guys, was crazy, crazy good. It was Rory was on point too. He showed up shaved head because of the strice.
Yep.
You know? So he unveiled his bald head at the Marianne.
Oh, did everybody see how terrible Rory's bald head is?
Yeah.
I think everybody looks better bald. I think women look better bald. Rory's the only person I've ever met that I'm like, no, you should have hair.
I think he finally did it, man. He looked good.
Fuck. He looked good, yeah.
Maybe he's grown into his bad head.
He finally did it, Rick. You got sick. As soon as he got bald and you could actually go witness it, the God's all, no. You don't get it, Rick. And you're like, what's up, dude?
I want to rub bald heads with him.
I know. He's all, I know. I'm going to keep you over here at God your house it. Sick.
Yeah. Got you sick for a reason.
But yeah, it was great. The first night, all the bands were awesome.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
showed up. Nobody canceled for yeah, which was nice.
That was great.
A lot of time when you do 20 bands, somebody yeah, cancels. Yeah.
Dude, well, you only have to have one member of your band have a fuck up and the whole thing is fucked. I mean, I deal with bands all the time and it's so rare that, I mean, everybody... The drummer breaks his hand. Somebody forgot about their wedding.
Drummer breaks a snare.
Oh. I don't think Grime Dog will mind if I tell the story about that.
No, I don't know what happened. I was like, why did they play acoustic? They were fucking rad.
It was rad. Like, they did an rad acoustic set right before the Shames because the drummer got too fucked up the night before. And bailed out.
Oh, well.
That's I'm calling you out, dude. I'm
that's
sorry.
What happened.
if I did it, I would be like, oh, shit, they called me out on a radio show? That's so cool. I'll be better.
Guys, they didn't play until 8:15. How late was he drinking?
Like, oh, yeah. No, he called him in the morning and was like, yeah, I'm just not doing it. Fuck you guys. Or whatever. Something like that. You know?
I need to hair the dog.
Yeah,
well, hey, listen, if I could get as trashed as I did Saturday night or Friday night and I still made it.
Yeah,
says a lot. Saturday, come on. I did not want to leave
you
the
You at least
got to
come visit. Like, check
wrecked.
In.
Wrecked.
I can't bitch at him for not making it because I wasn't there either.
I was there, yeah. It was really good. Shelby's really grateful and overwhelmed by the support of the community and the people who came out. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
It was a high and tight crowd, and it was the numbers weren't as big as the other years, but it was the best fucking show, you guys.
Yeah,
and like we got that write up in the Tahoe On Stage magazine.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read that yet.
Which. They tied in the J-Mac show with our shit. So, like, it's legit now, you guys. Like, fucking Kyle Gass was at Mary Anarchy.
I mean, only took 15 years, but
it was awesome.
It was legit before.
Better late than never.
It was awesome. A really great year for our show.
Yeah.
And it's the 15th year, too. And we had hoodies this time because that's what we do on 10 or 15 or 20.
Oh.
We have hoodies instead of t-shirts, you know?
Yeah.
Like zipper front or not?
Yeah.
Or pocket front?
Yeah, they're nice.
I'm going to get you your hoodie, Rick.
Fuck, I'm a large, Nick. I'm a large.
Yeah, I'm going to save one for you.
And then, but that's shitty because I'm going to be like, here's the Mary Anarchy sweatshirt that I have from the year that I didn't make it.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll be, I was sick and
God,
I didn't go.
To this Mary Anarchy that's on this sweatshirt right here.
Mary Anarchy gave you the sweatshirt.
Jesus Christ.
Because everybody helped. It was fucking awesome. And I want to give props to my wife for fucking running auction stuff like a pro. Her and Jenny, Jenny Masood, and everybody else who helped out with that. it was really cool. A lot of great people donating art and all the bands. And I got to jam with my dad.
Oh, did that go really good?
I missed that.
Yeah, I 10x10 played. I have a little video, too. You want me to play the video? It's only a minute clip, so you guys, I'll put it up to the microphone.
And
you guys
can.
This is going to be great.
There's me with my dad. me with my dad playing.
What does he play? What do you guys?
Playing the song by Free. Right. But I wasn't playing on the song, actually. That's my dad drumming.
Oh, shit.
I'm videotaping. that rat?
Okay.
So that's 10 by 10.
That was amazing, but what we just experienced is they were playing on a stage through microphones that were amplified in Jub Jub's bar, which was then captured on a phone camera with a phone microphone that was then played back in an open-air room into a condenser microphone that was then recorded, EQ'd, and compressed and put into MP3, and then our audience finally hears it. For all of that, that sounded pretty fucking good.
It did,
okay?
Actually. I was surprised.
That
yeah.
was the quality
Phone
might surprise you.
Never like worked
that was
out
an amazing
for me.
Like. Yeah, I'm really.
Anyway,
happy
that was
about
a piece of Marianarchy that happened, and nice. Then right after I videotaped it, I had to play with my dad on the drums, and for two songs. And as soon as I was done with the drums, I was already late to go do the sound check for Kyle Gass. Mm. So I ran into that room and went and did the sound check for Kyle Gass. And nice. The audience was let in while we're doing our sound mm-hmm. check. And so they all sat through that song. And guess what they did, Rick?
What?
They fucking loved it.
Yes!
Yes! It was awesome.
So now these are the Kyle Gasslings. They're not like Marianarchy people, right?
No, right. Yeah, it's everybody who showed up for the Kyle Gass show.
So these are, and this was not an all-ages show. It was like a regular.
No, it wasn't an all-ages show.
So was it just like a ton of like, I don't know what his crowd looks like.
It was mostly adults, though, but there were some kids there.
I gotta say, the Kyle Gass blew me away. I had no expectations because I'd never heard him before. I mean, of course, I've heard Tenacious D.
Of course.
But I've never seen him live.
God, I hope so.
And I didn't know anything about this guy's like side project. But it was fucking hilarious. Mm. He is like the old white Lizzo.
The Lizzo?
Anybody know Lizzo?
I don't.
What's
know.
Lizzo?
Lizzo is an amazing artist who sings and plays flute and like twerks on stage.
Oh, you like his recorder work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just thought it was hilarious. It was so good. He just busts out like these two
he's like
recorders
a wizard.
In the middle of his fucking set.
He can play guitar. He can sing. He can write lyrics. He can do the fucking recorder.
He can only do hot cross buns and record.
He's like, he's a Pied Piper.
It was funny.
It's KG.
Fuck.
That's legit.
Funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And I really, I
he
gotta
is a Pied Piper.
Say, I mean, I teased Rory about it, but how he handled the situation with the snare breaking was hilarious and awesome, and people loved it.
Rory?
People were laughing. Yeah.
Oh,
with
like
when he
poem.
Was like, yeah.
He did the 80s poem, Rick.
Oh, I love the 80s poem.
I popped a snare and I yelled for my father. I'm all, is Nick Ramirez out there? And my dad was like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, go grab me your snare, dude. My dad went and grabbed me his snare and brought it back to me in like a minute while Rory did the 80s.
And Rory's like, I will fill space with this poem that I have memorized. I love the 80s poem. Oh my God.
I was standing next to Shelby when it happened. And she's like, okay, well, this is going to take a minute. I'm going to go have a cigarette. And I was like, yeah, if they don't fix this fast, Rory's going to start reciting poetry. And then 4 seconds later.
It happened.
Yeah. Same day.
Oh, dude, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
But,
so
I mean,
good.
That's a good one. That's a good, like, crowd pleaser, like, quick fucking bam, bam, bam.
I don't know how he remembers that much, like, shit. Like,
what
how do
it
you
about?
It's
all 80s song
it's
lyrics.
It's all lines from 80s things that are all, like, strewn together. But he's been doing that poem since, like, he wrote that shortly after I met him.
Oh.
And so that's
like,
you know, you can whip out your
poem,
old
yeah.
like ask Nick to fucking say the lines to one of his old songs and
yeah,
like,
you
how
bet.
Could you not know that?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's ingrained.
Oh,
that's
man.
Ingrained shit.
That
yeah.
that was a long like bunch of words together and I'm like, how the fuck did you remember that? Like, cuz he hasn't done spoken like he hasn't done poetry in a while. So I'm like, oh, I was impressive.
You know
impressive.
When he's, you know when
impressive.
He's alone in the bathroom, like posing in front of the mirror, he fucking recites that shit.
He's doing the 80s so, poem.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
oh,
God. At night when he's looking like he's doing his prayers, he's actually doing the 80s poem in his head.
That's how he meditates.
Probably how he talks to his little baby.
He brushes his teeth. He's like, I'll brush my teeth until I finish the 80s poem in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, Rory's so awesome. Yeah.
That's why he has beautiful white teeth.
Yeah, that's maybe that's it.
And we were supposed to have Pan Pantoja on today, but because Rory was one that wanted to talk to him at the last minute, Rory couldn't make it, so we put Pan on for next week.
Yeah, next week we'll have
another poet,
Johnny Harpo, and Cam.
Pan.
It's gonna be
Pan.
Huh?
Pan.
And Can.
Okay,
Can.
Delaney.
Pan.
Yes.
Delaney, I swear we're going to talk the whole rest of the show about you.
Yeah.
No, you're sorry. Fine. I'm having a good time.
We have to recap
at least
what
I know who half
weekend,
the people are
know.
That we're talking about.
I had a wonderful time at Marianarchy. Thank you for putting that on. Shelby thanks you from the bottom of her heart.
Mm. She loved
she
Shelby.
Cried. She loved
oh,
it.
Oh, that's awesome,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. Yeah.
I know. I talked to Shelby a lot, and she was really sweet and... and appreciative about everything. And she was in the article that Tony Contini put out. She had a little thing that she's like, she said like a beautiful thing. It was, I can't remember.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
The last line of it was that it was overwhelming. Aww. And it reminded me of Marianne too, because the very, very first year in 2000, Marianne got super overwhelmed by it, you know.
Yeah.
When we did it for Marianne, it reminded me of that. Aww. It was almost full circle, you
know.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Fuck.
It was a trip.
I was going to play a silly, like, Nick's being a dumbass clip, and then that was sweet, so I had to stop myself.
That's good.
Right.
That's good. But can I hear what you might have played?
Oh, I was going to play.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
That's all right. That's still appropriate. Right? Yep. That's still appropriate.
All right, should we get a song from Delaney and then get back to actually talking to our guests?
Delaney! Yes. You have more music, yes. Right?
I do.
And we'll definitely talk about Mary Anarchy some more next week when Rory gets here too.
I'm sure he has things to say.
But what I do have to announce, Rick, is check this shit out. Because the Kyle Gass Band run once and duly opened, so we got to hang out backstage with the people. And I got to meet Mike Bray, who's the singer and guitarist of the Kyle Gass Band. And he's like 350 episodes. No fucking way, you guys. Like, and I'm like, yeah, we'd love to have you on the show or, you know, sometime, Mike Bray. And he's all right. I could give you my email or my text. I'm just all. And he's all, okay, I'll give you my phone number. Here you go, dude. And I texted him today, and I was like, hey, we wanted to maybe call you at 7:30 today. And then he's like, not today, but maybe next week.
Shit.
So we can sit on that.
Next week, we got to fucking make sure Rory's phone's plugged in.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, we need the phone jack to do this.
Yeah.
It'll be super cool. And
worst come to worst, we use my phone, and then I'll be embarrassed if somebody calls me during the show because it'll go right through to the show.
Rory
will answer it.
Really cool to hear his version of what coming to Reno and playing at Chubb's that night was like, you know.
Where's he from?
I think that's the interview right there.
Yeah, do we know where they live?
We'll do good. They're from LA, I think. Yeah, Los Angeles area.
It's safe to just say that, even if they're not from LA.
Yeah. Like,
Southern Cal.
Yeah. Just go with it.
SoCal.
Everybody who's not in LA or New York just figures everybody famous lives in LA or New York.
True.
So it's fine.
No, I believe they're out of LA, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And I met John Kaneski, who's the lead guitar. And he was super duper nice to me, Rick. It was so fun.
Dude.
It was so cool.
God damn it.
And it was funny because, like, it was Mikey's birthday, you guys.
Oh.
And I got her a bass on Friday night at midnight during Vague Choir set. Mark's just all, really? You want to do her birthday right now thing? And it was after midnight. And I was like, yeah. And he's all, okay, we'll do the happy birthday for her. And I'm like, okay. Thank you, Mark. So thank you, Vague Choir. Because
and you got
I understand
her a bass?
The momentum of their set was here. And then they're like, oh, you're going to do birthday thing? Because we were just about to bust out and fucking finish the shit up. And I was like, yeah, but it's midnight. And I'm sorry, I'm drunk. And,
you know. That's how you do it, though.
Right. I just want to. So I brought her. We brought out her bass. And her birthday card with the bought her a brand new bass.
Did she know she was getting a brand new bass?
Slap
with
a bass.
She had no idea. Yeah.
Namaste.
That's Mikey.
That's Mikey's voice.
Hi, Mikey.
Namaste.
Hi.
She only speaks in namastes.
Namaste.
That's so fucking rad. Oh my God.
Awesome. So that was the first part of it. So the second part was that I had a card going on Friday and Saturday. And so on Saturday we'd give her a card. And when I went to go get it after I played to give it to Kyle Gass and their band to sign, right, for Mikey, because she did that for me on my birthday when I played with them, which was the fucking weirdest thing, too, that both times they've come, it's been on our birthdays.
Yeah.
Man.
Ironic.
You know.
You guys are going to be married forever. This is how you keep a marriage together. You guys
weird
both
shit
deeply
happens where
care.
You're just all, that's too weird to be fucking
But
normal.
You both care so much. Okay, but continue with the story.
So I went to get the card. And they'd already given Mikey the card from the bar, and I was like, ugh. So I didn't get to get it signed. So she went in there and got it signed by the band, but didn't get to meet Cage because he was all hanging out somewhere else. And then I And then later I went back stage, I was using the bathroom or whatever, and then I was in there with the other dudes saying thank you, good night, and everything, and then I turned around and fucking KG sitting on the couch.
Nice.
And I'm just, oh my God, it's fucking you, dude. And he's like, yeah. I'm all, yeah.
Me,
I remember when I'm all, dude, this is awesome. We got to open up for you, and this is my second time opening up for you and everything. You know what he says to me, Rick?
What?
Let's make it three.
Fuck!
Oh my God,
KG,
that's
so bad,
awesome.
Dude.
Yeah.
Can you awesome. Believe that you're in a band so with Rory bad. Dowd and they want you to play more?
Dude, one time Dooley kicked ass that night.
You guys, you guys are so great.
Dooley was tight. Spike was high and
every,
tight. And
every
made
time
us
I see,
look really good.
He did.
Every
yeah.
time
or
I see you guys,
sound really good.
I can't. It's just so. It just warms my heart at how far everybody's come. How far Rory has come. Because Rory never used to be able to do something that cool,
no,
and now he's in this fucking amazing thing,
five,
and he's
what,
really
five years
good
ago?
At it.
Or like...
He can dance.
Oh my
Rory
God,
he can dance.
Dude, he sings the, some
he's
shit, but
it
no,
out.
You guys fucking being in the audience when you guys are playing is amazing. It's fucking so awesome, and all of you kick so much ass. I just that's so fucking rad. Damn, yeah. Dude.
It was a cream dream, you guys.
Anarchy was awesome.
Total cream dream.
That's awesome. I don't know what that means, but
me
all
neither.
Right.
I'm going
should,
with it.
Should we get a song?
Yes, let's have a song by Delaney Rand. I forgot what we're doing. You went to the...
Yeah. I know. I stepped out for a minute and it all went to hell. I don't know. But I'm back now. Let's have some music. All right.
I'll play you a song. I guess so.
That was quite a recap, though.
Just a notion, this roller coaster flies by and I'm not hanging on. I got my bags packed and I'm headed towards the setting sun. So would you like to come along? I think it would be quite fun for you and me. Another destination, just keep waiting and you'll see. Not the road unravels as I travel it without a care. No map to tell of the hell it takes getting there. I can't stop and rest and make the best of all my time. Another place that I may race to so that I may find real thing. Real thing, yeah. So there you have it. I'll take a stab at something new. I'm losing my patience. All my graces have been used. My wheels are in motion. No matter what my friends may say or do their dismay, where I'm going, money's never tied, cause the road unravels as I travel without a care. No map to tell of the hell it takes getting there. Oh, I won't stop and rest and make the best of all my
a little like 30-second video of that.
That's okay.
It's so pretty.
I like when people film me.
Well, I mean, I guess you must get comfortable with it after a certain point. I mean, you know.
No, I just don't look at you.
Oh.
Out of sight, out of mind.
How long have you been playing in Reno? Are you from here? Like, did you?
I'm originally from Texas.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Houston. I used to play out there a lot.
Oh, cool.
And actually, the person.
When did you start playing?
Well, I'm actually a drummer. I played drums since I was three. I grew up being percussion section leader in high school and the jazz drummer.
Nice.
I don't read music, so I just picked up a guitar and I wanted a challenge because drums are just kind of, you know,
hitting
staying
stuff
on some shit. But I think I picked up a guitar when I was maybe like 10 or 11. It started with like one finger notes.
Yeah.
Sounded good to me. And then, I don't know, I just kind of.
That's a good way to go, because if you know percussion, then you can tap on one note and people are mesmerized because you're right on the beat. You know,
and I get told I play a different way. Like I do slap my guitar a lot. Slap at the bass. So, yeah. No, but I have to say thank you to Spike, because I used to do open Spike night.
Oh, fuck, I miss Spike that.
Night. Do you have do you have any Spike drop, man?
Yes.
Do you have any Spike drops?
No, we don't.
No?
And we should.
We had that old commercial for Reno Carson. You want to give a Reno Carson commercial?
Do you remember that? That's fucking, that's totally.
I have not even heard
That'd be kind of cool, because you know what Jono did for me? Jono bought 16 of my 25 tickets, dude. My boss. Reno Carson, who used to sponsor the show. Let's run their thing in a minute.
Okay.
Or something.
But yeah, so you've been playing music Spike your McGuire. Whole life, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
And writing songs, how long?
About 10 years.
Cool. Yeah, it's beautiful. You play beautifully, and your songs are awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Speaking of Spike, actually, he is the one who, he told me months ago that I needed to book you on the show, and it took me a little while to get around to it.
But, no worries.
Yeah, so this is thanks to Spike. So
Thank you, Spike.
Thanks, Spike.
Go, Spike.
He's got his finger on the pulse for sure. Like, he obviously knows everything that's happening in Reno.
Spike's a cool dude.
And as soon as he sees somebody awesome, he messages me like all the time. He's like, I gotta get so-and-so.
Gotta thank him. He asked me to come on Loud's Folk. And I was there years ago. I've done a few of them.
Yeah, you have. I've seen you a couple times on Loudest Folk, which is an amazing, God, I hope that never ends, because Loudest Folk is a staple in this community, and it's just such a really good crowd that comes out. Everybody really wants to be there. It's ridiculous, and it's always packed.
It's so much fun. It's so laid back, and everybody's got different styles of music, and
so thanks,
brings
Picnic,
everybody together.
Thanks, Spike.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Spike.
Nick, I can't find
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Delaney.
I've completely let you down.
Oh, no.
Bummer. I can't find the old commercial that we used to play all the time.
Anyway, friend of the podcast, too.
You would think
last
it would just
time
be
he was
right
on,
here.
He just took over and he was like, this is my show. And like, he interviewed all us and shit.
Oh,
and he
Spike.
Like, totally turned the tables on us. Yeah. So, yeah.
God, just, I wish I was there for that.
Look it up on the website.
Six Mile Station, their last.
Was it Six Mile Station?
It was at the old house, so it was at least 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's a cool thing about the podcast. So now we create a permanent archive of Reno music.
Mm-hmm.
So you are permanently archived now.
Oh, that's
for free.
Awesome.
Welcome
forever.
To the pod.
Oh,
welcome
thank
to
you.
The
pod.
So, yeah, it's really important for us to document that kind of stuff so that when you want to go back and hear what Six Mile Station sounded like 5 years ago, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually type into the search bar on our webpage. WorstLittlePodcast.com. Any artist in Reno that you want to hear more from, and you can find out all sorts of weird stuff about them and hear their music.
And if they used to have a band member that they fell out with and they hate now and they're never going to talk to again, you can still hear what it was like when they were together.
Yes.
All right. Ooh. I like it.
Right. Yeah, you can time travel.
Fuck yeah. Time travel. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Listen to that, Patreon subscribers.
I don't mean that about any particular band. I just mean like that shit happens.
Exactly. Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, it's like a time machine.
Fuck. Ooh. Oh, so patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast is where you go to if you want to help us do that, if you want to help us bear the burden of this terrible show.
I can do it.
And that's enough about that.
I will do that for you.
Aww,
short and sweet this week.
Yeah, we don't need to tell them every week.
Yeah, right? We're going to do music heavy this week. And
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's such a beautiful
here.
Day out. Besides
not,
the fact
not
that
really.
It's 100 degrees.
It's kind of cold.
So why did you come to Reno? How old were you when you came here?
I was 10. My stepdad bought the McDonald's up in Southlake.
Oh,
are
no
you
shit.
Fucking serious?
Yeah, and now he's my little brother's dad, so not my stepdad anymore, but he pretty much owns all the McDonald's in Reno now.
Oh,
but
cool.
I don't get free food. So.
I was going to say,
no.
Do people ask you that all the time?
No, I've tried to hit him up for it. It doesn't really, apparently I'm not loved. I don't know. So.
But you don't need any of that corporate
dude,
bullshit.
Dude, Mary Anarchy, sponsored by McDonald's.
I just got a
What's
gift
really?
Card for my
Let's
birthday.
Let's hook it up.
You got a McDonald's gift card for your birthday?
My boss knows how much I love french fries, so she got me a $25 gift card. Nice. And then I went and got a salad with it the other day, ironically enough. Cool. I'm just trying to feel healthy.
So good. That's good. It's true.
I'm trying my best.
Oh, we should ask that quiz question about what her favorite drunk food is.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get to the quiz. Let's get to the quiz.
And do I have to say one? Because I love food.
We can have a little preview of the quiz. What would that be? What was your favorite drunk food?
Oh, I love pizza.
Pizza's a good drunk food.
Yeah. But where do you get pizza in the middle of the night?
When you're drunk. Sizzle?
Yeah.
There's Noble like leftovers. Like 3 I don't know. Like, yeah.
There's like pizza people and taco people.
Oh, I like tacos.
Then people
too.
Who are like,
I like them all.
Think a little more about exactly what they like, and they tell you, sell you some bit of truth where you're all, whoa, what
jalapeno
the fuck is
poppers.
That?
You're
yeah.
not going to hear me be
with
like,
a side
I like
of ranch.
A bowl of quinoa. And some nice kale chips.
You know what is the most fortuitous, amazing thing about going to a show at Jubb's like Marianne or Keith this weekend?
Yeah.
When you're drunk as fuck and stumbling home, or even, you know, driving home or whatever, Jim Boys is right there.
Not
Jim
drunk.
Boys is right there.
Not
that's
drunk.
True.
I wasn't
not
drunk.
When you're,
maybe,
when you're driving home with your designated driver or in your Uber.
In your Uber driver.
Yeah.
You know, just walk dope, over there. Like
super dope about this year's Mary Anarchy was the Asian fusion truck was there. And so there was meat on a stick. If you needed protein or shit, you can go get. And he gave us a whole bunch of cards to donate. He donated a bunch of meals to the cause, too.
That's nice.
So shout outs to Asian Street Eats.
Nice. Woo-hoo. I've had their tacos before, and they're fucking delicious.
Yeah, those are good. I don't even know what's Asian about them. It tastes like tacos
they're
to me.
They're really fucking good. I don't know.
I love the food truck epidemic here in Reno.
An epidemic.
It's just so awesome.
I'm not upset about it.
There's so many.
I do kind of miss, though, back in the day, like when they first started happening, like you'd be hanging outside like St. James.
And there'd just be one random one.
A truck would just pull up and park in the front.
Yeah.
And you'd just get random Parmesan fries or something. And
Yeah.
It was perfect because
what is this?
At 1 a.m.
Wiener truck.
People want fries.
Like, I do love french fries. Well, that's why I got my gift card. So
yeah,
you already know. It's one of my weaknesses.
See how that wrapped around?
Yeah, there we go.
Full circle.
Dang. We're such good interviewers.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
No. We suck. I suck.
I just love french fries.
Who doesn't love hot french fries, but you can't reheat that shit.
No.
French fries are only fresh.
Yep.
That's it.
Dude, I got a friend who had a deep fryer, and he said that you could reheat fries in a deep fryer, and they were amazing.
You could bake them.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, like twice baked potato.
Right, so you just like take the old, nasty french fries, throw them in a deep fryer, and he said you pop them out, they're like brand new.
Well, it's like pizza. If you reheat it in the oven, it's way better. You can't microwave pizza.
Guys, I'm hungry.
Well, you can.
I know, this is the food show.
I would come on a podcast and talk only about food.
If you could eat anything right now, what would that be?
I don't know. I've been craving chicken wings lately.
Ooh,
Noble pies.
Yes.
Oh.
Best.
I like
Reno.
The dry rub.
Yeah.
Dry rub's my new favorite.
You've had the Noble wings, right?
Oh, my God.
I've had Noble wings. Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
Fucking delicious.
So bomb.
I like the ones from... this sounds weird, but I like the ones from China Dyna when it used to be there.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't exist anymore.
But it existed for a super long time before they were gone.
Probably cat legs.
Oh, God. Well, whatever. Those are delicious cat legs, man. The dry rub on them cat legs was good.
You're missing your cat. Go to China Diner.
Oh, with the side of, like, deep fried roach in there sometimes. Just like... That place is gross.
I had one bad experience there. Never went back.
Yeah,
but
I think that's probably why they closed down. Yeah. Everyone had one bad experience.
It was weird, dude.
I was like, "This is really bad," and they said, "We're not giving you your money back." And I'm like, well, "What do you mean you're not giving
you
me?" I'm like, "I took one bite and it was terrible." And they said, "Nope, can't give
you
your money back." The lady behind the thing said, "If I give you the money back, they will take it out of my check. I can't." And I was like, "Okay, I'll just never eat here again. Thanks."
It was just very greasy.
But then they closed, so I'm like, "Now I can't talk shit anymore."
Yeah, but Rick,
like Chin Chin or.
It's called Quack's Bistro, and it's expensive, and a la carte everything, and like, I don't know, they've got like fancy linen tablecloths, and like,
ugh.
It's like a nice place.
You can't stumble out of 1UP and go there anymore.
No, you can't.
You're frowned upon.
Who knows, maybe it's good.
It is good. I've eaten there before, but it was expensive.
No, I had somebody tell me it was great, but
late night Chinese food should be like $10.
Like egg roll king?
Was there a lot of people there, though? Were they dining?
Half, not really.
Not really. Yeah. All right, we'll see then.
We'll see.
Yeah. No more free advertising to you guys.
I don't know.
Need to cut that part out.
We just said it's okay and expensive. I don't know if that's really an advertisement.
You get 3 stars on Yelp for me.
Okay.
Anyway.
Let's squawk about quawks.
I like that.
Should we do another song by Delaney and then get into a little worst thing?
Right.
Yeah. A little worst thing. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's play another song.
Wait, play. You got to play that Martin drop, dude. Because Martin was a monster, and Wiley Savage got totally rid up in that article too. Like that, Tony Contini really liked Wiley Savage. He talks about them a lot in the Mary Anarchy article that came out today. Yeah.
Dude, well, it's all about Reno.
The biggest, smallest place. That's what I heard.
Fuck yeah.
What is it?
The biggest.
Martin, what
shit
is it?
Shit fucked Reno.
No.
The biggest, smallest place. That's what I heard.
It's the biggest, smallest place.
Place.
That's what I heard.
Is that what we are?
That's the new thing that we are to Europeans.
We're
the biggest, smallest place.
Yeah. Well, we're growing. We're not so little anymore. All right. Well, here goes Nevin.
Sometimes I go to sleep, sometimes I don't wake up. Sometimes my dreams are the only thing that seem to be enough. I don't remember much the next day till the next. If you want to remind me, well then be my guest. It's just too confusing. Using to find my path or face God's wrath or turn out as a loser. I'm gonna walk the line. I'm sure I'll do just fine. So you wanna make it? Well, don't fall behind. 'Cause you never know. Sometimes you lose your step and but don't. Forget just what you're aiming for in your mind. It was there all of the time. So close your eyes and think about that time that you first realized this was something you can never let go of. Got it from above. You gotta show some love. 'Cause I found mine. I can't fathom the unknown and standing here still waiting. I just wanna see just where I'm gonna be. But I won't fret, I won't forget to stand back and breathe. 'Cause you never know. Sometimes you lose your step in, but don't. Sometimes you may forget just what you're aiming for. In your mind it was there all the time. So close your eyes and think about that time that you first realized that this was something you can never let go of.
That was pretty.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Damn, Delaney. You're so good.
Oh, thank you.
How have we not had you on the show before? Like, what?
Just sold out shows and, you know.
See, at the Foxy.
Oh, you're too busy for us.
A couple times at the Foxy.
I think I played one. I was going to play.
Or no, you, like, it might have been one of those shows where, like, a bunch of people played, too.
I played once.
A birthday party or somebody.
Yeah. You probably, I go around with my guitar and just shoot the shit wherever. Yeah, I get around. I was going to play HQ, Rory asked me.
Oh, yeah.
And then it shut down.
Yep, that was a sad
I was
name.
Like, was that a setup?
I might have seen you at Picnic, too.
Yeah. No, you probably seen me at Picnic. I've played there numerous times.
When are you playing next? What are your plans?
I don't have plans right now. It's very sporadic.
Are you available to play shows? Like,
yeah,
is this something you
absolutely.
Want to do?
No,
some
I love
people get busy.
Shows.
They got work and they've got whatever. So they
you know, it's kind of what gets me through my life. You know,
yeah,
I'm a working girl, but you know, it's not my passion.
Got
no, yeah, I'm always available for shows. I love playing. It's a fun thing. Sometimes you might see me a little too tipsy at Picnic and forget my own lyrics, but it happens.
I've never been to Picnic and not been tipsy.
Yeah,
so.
No, I
that's kind
tipsy
of the point
is putting
of going
it
there.
Lightly.
Absolutely.
And then, because then when you put the pig part of Picnic in it, because you like eating some protein and stuff, you can last a little longer.
Yeah.
They have a fire pit too if it gets cold.
It's nice. You don't want to leave.
No,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it's
you
like hanging
so
out.
Cozy.
But
like,
it's always
a fun
usually
party.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Sometimes it's on school nights for me, so I'm a little hungover the next
it's
day.
It's a cool vibe.
I love
That's
it
what
there.
I like about like the St. James Infirmary too. Like the vibe in there is so unique.
Yeah.
Like, that's special. I would
it's
take.
It's eclectic, you know.
If
it's
I was if I was on the prowl too, I'd be like, "Hey, girl, I'll take you over to the St. James Infirmary first, just to, like let you know that I'm really into cinema and I'm cinematic and rock and roll and all that shit, you know."
And then we'll get laid back.
Well, we'll see.
Have a couple drinks and then go to a really cool restaurant, like.
You're planning out this date night perfectly.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's his Tinder profile.
And then take her up on a mountain and show her the stars.
But you know what? Like, all the club's different rad vibe about it.
Yeah.
Like, this girl would actually, she would dig Jub Jubs more. She was like, I want to go to Burning Man and do like fucking hippie punk shit. And we're like,
hippie
let's go to Jub Jubs.
You know,
let's go hang out over there.
Yep. I've been to Jub Jubs one night when it was like punk rock. And then 2 minutes later, it's like hardcore rap.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's kind of best of both worlds.
No, there's a lot of hip hop over at Jubs.
And it's just like, and if it's punk rock,
fucking
but she wants to stay there for 2 days and lose her coat, then you take her to Shays.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
we've all been there.
There's like a golden triangle too. It's like Shays, Jub Jubs, and the Foxy.
Foxy,
Olive.
Yeah. Used to be Hideout.
If there's a play at Good Luck
used
Macbeth.
To be Hideout. Yeah, Hideout was in the golden triangle. Yeah.
I found myself at Shays. At 10 a.m. after sleeping, and that was the most oddest
that's
feeling ever.
Last,
that is
an odd
I was like
spot.
Fully like.
I haven't been to Shays in years, but I've heard that story from like five different people.
I'm like, this is weird.
It's
what
not.
Happened?
It's not
Shays.
6 a.m.
Dude, I used to go to Mr. O's, so that's not that weird to me.
No.
You know, like hanging out at Mr. O's at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. And you're like not tired because you know.
Yeah.
No, anyway. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. This was the 90s. And,
on that note, should we get our music?
Right. Yeah, you want that?
Yeah.
As you wish, Cadillac Kim.
No, you do it. Not me.
That's right. Cadillac Kim was asking for the music for the worst little quiz. It's time for the worst little quiz.
Yeah.
With Delaney White.
Hey.
Nick
She's
was totally going to make me
herself.
Do that.
Let's see how many points you can get.
Okay.
All right, we're going to see if you can match scores with some of our previous guests. If you can get up in the 10,000s, you're doing pretty well.
Oh, shit.
So here we go.
Me,
Rick, and Quim are...
Quim?
Me, Quim, and Travis, shit.
Quim.
Me, Rick, and Kim are going to each ask you a major question. We're going to ask you a rapid-fire question. We're going to see how fast we can get through this quiz. My first question is, Delaney White, if you were on a celebrity road trip, who's the celebrity you would take with you, and what kind of car would you drive?
Shit, I would bring... I would probably be in a band, like Incubus, and be in a big old band, smoke a lot of weed.
Nice. The band Incubus.
Yeah.
Very good.
Dude, massive points. Massive points.
Love that.
That was decisive.
Oh, really?
Fast.
I got Brandon Boyd's pick.
Sizes it up.
Yes, he threw it in the... Well, my friend
Focus.
Got it, but... Anyways.
Anyway.
Okay.
Whose turn? My turn?
Yes.
Okay. In the apocalypse, which bug would you eat first? A roach, a worm, or a grasshopper? Mind you, I looked this up. Roaches have the highest protein, so you would have to eat fewer of them.
I grew up in Texas, and I'm over the cockroach scene. I would probably eat a grasshopper, but I've also had a chocolate-covered grasshopper in my life before, so it would just be It was fine. It was just crunchy chocolate.
Okay, grasshopper.
Yeah,
good answer.
Yeah. Man, I still think I could just swallow the worm and not chew it.
I mean, yeah.
God.
But I don't
That's so swallowing, Rick.
Yeah. Dude, you can make worm tacos. I could make worm tacos.
I don't think I can make
cockroach tacos. You see what I'm saying?
Like worms? But if you had the ingredients for tacos, why would you need worms?
That's true. I would just eat the shells.
True.
Oh, you mean I have to eat them just the way they are?
Yeah, this is the apocalypse.
That's all there is.
You got no food.
Oh.
Why would you just eat?
Shit, I misunderstood the question, Cadillac. I'm sorry.
You messed that one up.
Oh, Rick.
Delaney!
Yes!
What is the first album you bought with your own money?
Eminem.
Damn.
What? Which one? The first
but
one?
My name is... Woo! Oh. My name is... It was. I think it was just a single, too.
Do you want to do some beatbox real quick?
Okay. My name is Delaney, and I'm on a podcast, and I'm on the two of the chair. I'm gonna talk it out my ass. It might be good, I might be going too fast, but that's okay because you know I smoke the grass. Sometimes you gotta pass, pass to the left. Yo, yeah, that's all I got.
That's pretty dope. I'm gonna give her points for that too. Yep. Holy shit!
I like the freestyle.
All right, guys want to do one more big question?
No, let's just do the rapid fire.
All right, rapid fire. Do rapid fire. Here we go. Kimmy, you got one?
Would you rather have a cold sore or listen to Coldplay?
Listen to Coldplay.
Okay.
Rick?
Do you prefer men to be circumcised or not?
Not. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't like.
You like circumcised.
I like it circumcised.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
That's it. That's all I got.
No, let's do another round. One more round.
All right.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Rick.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Ooh.
You took mine.
Cancer, because you can get it. Oh, we can get rid of it, possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
Do gay or ginger?
Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Gay.
Gay.
That is the worst little
No offense to gingers.
Nice. That was hot.
Gingers have no souls.
That's super hot. You're not a ginger?
I'm not a ginger, but I also have a girlfriend.
Do you dye your Do you dye your hair red?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I think
we're gonna ask if the carpets match the drapes.
Ginger lesbians are the best.
No. What about the rest of us?
Actually, all lesbians are the best.
Yeah, I think so too.
Doesn't matter.
What if you're a dad and you had a daughter? You just pray that she's a lesbian, because then you'll know that no creepy dude is ever laying his hands on her.
That's not true, though, unfortunately.
There's a lot of homophobes out there.
I wouldn't mind
there's
if,
a lot of creepy
I wouldn't mind if my daughter
to...
was a homosexual.
Oh, that would be
there's
great.
There's probably a lot of creepy chicks out there, too.
Yeah.
I have a daughter.
Lesbians are so good to each other. It's not,
I'm not sure.
Awful.
Men Wait, what?
Awful. Oh. Lesbians are so good to each other.
It's easier.
The number of times I've had straight relationships like go bad, and the number of times I've heard of lesbian relationships go bad are like, and then gay dudes are like totally batshit crazy.
Have you met my ex, Rick?
Yeah, you're the one. You're the one. Every other one I've ever, they settled down forever. They love each other. They're nesting.
Yeah. I would love to get to that nesting phase.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I need to date a lesbian.
Yeah.
I'm single.
No. Date a lesbian. Really? If things go too long, Kim.
I mean, you know,
we can totally settle down. The only problem is, like, I don't go out and you go out. And
I already promised my gay best friend that I would marry him. I've been friends with him for like 15 years, and this was before gay marriage was a thing. But he was like, gays can still get married, like, whatever. But we always decided that I was going to marry him for his citizenship.
So where's he from?
He's from here, but gay people aren't considered full citizens. Like, really?
Oh, right.
Like, you know,
they
don't have
saying.
The same rights, like, and people are fighting for it, which is great. But, like, we were like, yeah, if we get to be too old, like, we'll marry each other for our Social Security and benefits and, like, whatever.
Well, wait, why don't...
Like, he's my best friend forever. I might as well, like,
absolutely.
Get hitched and, like,
AKA
help
beards.
Each other out. Like,
that's what they call beards, right?
But yes, exactly. But now that...
we
now
wouldn't have to fake it.
Society has changed, so now I can marry him.
That's true.
So
you might actually really like it.
Yeah. Where are you? There we go. We just found him.
So
I'm the love match.
Is dude still around?
No, he lives in, he's a travel nurse too. So he lives in West Virginia right now.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah, travel nurse.
He gets around.
That is hot.
Yeah, he'll put a Band-Aid on your boobies.
He can just come he can just come visit Rick in the studio.
Yeah.
Just like for just, tryouts.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, next time he's in town, you know.
Yeah, let me know.
Bring him on the show. Oh, fuck. All right. With that, should we get another song or
that
two?
That sounds good.
How many you got left?
She got two?
Do I have two?
One, two?
I'm trying to think. I might have
so,
one
but
or two.
Before you start, you don't have any shows coming up?
Not at the moment.
Nothing? Okay. Are you working on recording anything? Or
not really at the moment.
Do you have any music available that I can link for our fans?
I have some SoundCloud stuff,
SoundCloud? But
it's under a different name. For some reason, it's under Binky Johnson. I don't really know
who
why.
No one is ever going to find you.
I have no idea.
Well, I will find it, and I will link it on the blog.
Okay.
Or where
yeah,
I will
I'll,
this
I'll
week.
Give
Dude,
you
it's
a,
time to set
I
up a new one.
I also did a rap. I don't know if you guys know of Bun B. He's a big rapper. I went to a studio in Houston and laid down some tracks for a rap song.
Nice.
But...
Well, share those
there
links and stuff, and we'll get it out so people can listen to it.
Okay.
And we'll definitely make sure that people know, you know, when you have shows coming up.
Absolutely.
Because we do that here
I
on
dig
the
it.
Podcast.
All right. I'd appreciate that.
We will also compile all your songs today into Delaney White Live at the Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I love it. I thank you again for having me, guys.
Super glad you're
appreciate
here.
The hospitality.
All right. One more song?
Sure. We'll do one more.
And then...
Yeah, well, if that's
we
where
ready?
We are,
just
let's
wrap
just
it up?
Let's just say goodbye
yeah,
to
let's
the
wrap
audience.
It up.
And, yeah,
yeah, let's do it.
All is right. this the last song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want? Why don't you do two in a row?
Oh, let's do a double
up.
Yeah. All
right, I can do two.
There we go.
All right.
Well, with that, it's been a wonderful weekend. It's a wonderful way to cap it off with you guys here on the Worst Little Podcast. And for Rory Dowd, for Cadillac Kim. Dogwater Dick, and all you missing interns out there.
And Chewie.
And Chewbacca, the Wookiee. Yes. And all our families and everybody who showed up this weekend.
Yes.
I am Nick Ramirez saying, life is short and we love you.
Thank you all.
Take it away, Delaney White.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hold on tight before you slip now. You're unaware of what's to come. I swear we'll chew you up and spit you out. Make you lost and feel alone. For a moment there was some kind of hope, but now it's all gone to shame. Try your best and don't you go to rest. This sort of thing is your domain. Don't stop now, there's only one more thing you need to do. And baby, that is this. Find the one who makes you feel like you're the only one that matters. The only one who and it may take some time, but when you find it, the questions that you ask yourself in life no longer remain. You're not aware of how to play the game. We're all just pieces of a puzzle. Need someone to put us back into place. Be strong when you feel nimble. Oh, there's some things in this world you'll have to face. And if you get frustrated or dare stop playing your cards the same way that you've been playing, well, don't. stop. No, don't you stop, 'cause you're something great. And it may take some time, but when you find it, the questions that you ask yourself in life, no.
That.
Nice.
That's beautiful. Hello.
Oh, thank
that
you.
That was beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. So are we doing one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right.
You can do two more if you want, Delaney.
I'll do one more.
All right.
I've got a lot of friends that I could call. When I wanna talk, I think of you. Life is full of turns and upside downs, but when I want advice, I'll take your point of view. Words cannot explain when something feels right, but I don't have to say anything at all. All you gotta do is trust in your heart that things just aren't the same when we're apart. I just wanted you to know I'll always be around when someone brings you down. Your knees always lift your spirit. Just wanted you to hear it from me. There will never be a time when our friendship's on the line, 'cause I know how much you care. It just goes to show you'll never really know how much you loved until I knew you'd always be there. I think you get the picture right. Be richer if you measured wealth with your friends until the day we part. You're always in my heart until the very end. I just wanted you to know I'll always be around. Someone brings you down to your knees.
Song for my friends.
Oh,
yeah,
that's pretty.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate all the hospitality. This was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it.